Back here on the second guest show, Mike DiTillo along with the Cajun Cannon, Bobby Hebert, live from the Silver Slipper Casino Beachside right here in Hancock County, Mississippi. Let's go back to our Oakwood Hard Jewelers talking text line. Let's go to Big John in Mid-City. Big John, you're in the huddle with Bobby and Mike.
Well, good afternoon, gentlemen, and a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to you both and the whole Houdat Nation, even though it's a sad time for us. You know, we've regressed and we're remembering those bad old days, but still plenty to be happy about this season. And look, guys, what I want to do with you, Mike, is I want to agree with you on one point, and then I want to take a different opinion from you on another. And the first is that where I agree with you is that when this team begins to rebuild, whoever the general manager will be is absolutely going to have to start in the trenches, and to take it even further, the interior of the trenches. That is, you got to go get a run stuffer. You said that earlier. And you're also going to need a couple of big hogs in the middle of the offensive line, because that was the area that, you know, when Sean Payton was the head coach, you had Jowry Evans and you had, that group that was there. And, so I think that's, you got to build through the draft. And you got to do the smart picks. You can't just go and do like we did in the old days where you go find the hot, sexy player. We got to wait on that. You got to build it at the foundation.
No question about it, Big John. And I think that's the key. It's building from the inside out. Because if you had a shot at a big-time quarterback, you never pass that up. But you're not going to get that shot this year. Now, no. You might get jackpot lucky somewhere and happen with a Baker Mayfield or what happened with Sam Darnold, but it's not going to come via the draft. The good thing if you can get him in the draft is you got him on football minimum wage for 4 years. You don't have to pay him. Now, after that, you have to pay him, but again, it gives you a foundation to put a lot of other pieces around that quarterback.
Yes, yes. Now, listen, I know that y'all have been reminiscing and enjoying the history and mentioning the Raiders and quarterbacks who fight and scratch despite a lack of success. And, you know, what better example of that ever existed than Jim Plunkett with the Raiders? Or even going even further back, Johnny Unitas with the Colts, because, you know, Johnny Unitas got cut after he was a number one round draft choice. So it's in that vein that I want to take the other side from you, Mike, and say I don't think the jury is out yet when it comes to the quarterback of the future being in the locker room for this football team. You may be right. Maybe Derek Carr or Spencer Rattler is going to be the quarterback that the Saints need. But Derek Carr is going to be looking at, what, about his 25th offensive coordinator next year, you know, if he returns to the Saints. And Spencer Rattler, I just don't think he's been given a real opportunity this season to show what he can do, because the lack of starting receivers, he's not had a chance to throw to Chris Olave. He's not had a chance to throw to Rashid Shaheed. You know, Juwan Johnson, I mean, never met a pass that he couldn't drop several times yesterday that really could have gotten the Saints, well ahead in the game. That seems to be the rule rather than the exception among the receivers yesterday. That put Rattler and I think in a very tough situation. And I've seen some passes and some decision-making on Rattler's part that shows flashes of brilliance. So honestly, I'd like to see Spencer get another chance to work with the first string receivers, and maybe he can put a little chip on his shoulder and come out, you know, in training camp next year and say, all right, now I get to play with the number one string. And see what we can do, because, you know, who the hell would have thought that Josh Allen was going to be the steamroller he is right now after his first year with the Bills?
Well, you know, Spencer Rattler, the thing, he's been snake bit as far as supporting cast and who he's throwing to. But that's why I say you got to handle adversity. You got to weather the storm. You still got to keep confidence. That one play, that jump pass he threw in that Packers game, it was like, whoa, not too many people can make that pass, and that was a dart. But then the next throw he threw, next pass he threw a pick.
Overthrew the shot.
Yeah,
didn't see the safety.
And so, you know, the cornerbacks love back. They play cover two, I think, then a cornerbacks love back and end up picking it off. So that's why you just got to, fight. And you bring up Jim Plunkett. This not has changed through the years. Jim Plunkett played for Stanford when they were called the Indians. Yes, they were called the Stanford Indians. Now they're the color cardinal, not the Cardinals, but the color cardinal. They got a damn a Trifa mascot at Stanford.
True.
And it is the color cardinal. Stanford. Jim Plunkett was there. You know what I know about his mom and dad? You know, talk about adversity. His mom and dad were blind. His parents were blind. And Jim Plunkett, did he work out with the 49ers? No. Did he work out with the Patriots? No. He came with the Raiders, won a Super Bowl. You remember right here in New Orleans against the Eagles and Dick Vermeil in 1980. Jim Plunkett. So that's why you got to fight. Again, I say that over and over again. You know, everybody can be against you and all that, but do you want to be a pro and what it takes to handle adversity?
Just think, when he got brought in by the Raiders, he was a discard from the 49ers.
Yes.
They cut him. And how he got
Patriots,
on the field.
Patriots, 49ers, discarded.
Dan Pastorini got his leg broke, I think the fourth or fifth game of the year. And, you know, was like, hey, get in there, Plunkett. You got to save the season for us. And ended up winning a Super Bowl for the Raiders that year right here in New Orleans.
Won a Super Bowl. And, Mike, if I can recall, when the Raiders beat, that was with Marcus Allen, when they beat Tampa Bay.
He was the quarterback,
He was the quarterback there in Tampa.
He was the quarterback
Because I was playing with the Michigan Panthers in USFL. I remember I'm watching that game because we were playing in the spring and the summer. That would have been in 1983. So, yeah, you got to listen. If you believe in yourself, you have to have confidence. And if you have opportunities,
you got to
take advantage of it. But yeah, though, Big John, that's why Spencer Rattler, you can see the physical abilities there. And he has grown now. But you need to put together that first half he had was unbelievable. It was like Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. It was like, whoa. That first half was about as good as it gets. And the second half, not so much. And you consider the supporting cast, who you throw into, and the weapons. So, no, there's still some promise on with Spencer Rattler. As far as Haener could be an NFL quarterback, but not a starter. Oh, Bobby, you hating. You just hating. No, I'm not hating. I just think, to me, Haener looks like he could be overwhelmed. And Spencer Rattler is not in that situation. I think he has an opportunity to do some. Okay, Haener was not the number one quarterback coming out of high school like Spencer Rattler was. Right, Mike?
He was not.
Yeah. So when I look at that, so there's still, if I look at the future, and I still think they got a ways to go to catch Derek Carr because of his experience and all that. But I would put right now that if you're going to keep two quarterbacks, it'd be more Derek Carr and Spencer Rattler. And not necessarily Haener in that number. That he might have to go somewhere else. And I'm not saying, look, you want to be a pro and you want to last. You got to impress the coaches.
Now you're going to have a new set of offensive coaches.
Yeah.
You have a new offensive coordinator, a new quarterback coach. They're not keeping status quo.
No.
Everybody's going to move on.
But you know who's the perfect example to be a pro and you don't get beat up? The guy from Tulane who was babysitting Tom Brady.
Yeah,
when they had the
Ryan
parade.
Griffin.
Ryan Griffin played with the Saints, Tampa Bay. But he lasted 11, 12 years. He never really started. But he was a pro. He got to make a great living. You know, that's why.
And he didn't get beat up.
He didn't get beat up. Chase Daniel, he didn't get beat up. He's doing a great job with Fox.
He does a great job, man. That's a real calling for Chase. He can really kind of break down the game real quickly.